Every human heart was made for communion. Not just our hearts, our bodies were made for communion. This is why physical touch is so important. We need children who don't receive love, don't receive physical touch. They die on the vine. We are made for communion, connection, relationship. We're made for family. I want to tell you about four families. There's the heavenly family, the human family, the holy family, and the communion of saints. The heavenly family is God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think of this. God is a family. There's a father, there has to be a son. Those are familial relationships. That the father loves the son with so much fondness and devotion and love, and the son loves his father, and the love between them is the Holy Spirit. There is a family in heaven. And you and I are made in that image. God said, I will make them in my image. In our image, we will make man. And in this heavenly family, we also have all of the angels who get to enjoy God's communion, God's love. Except a third of the angels fall away. And one of them, in particular, becomes the father of lies. And we meet him in today's first reading in Genesis. The father of lies whispers a lie, stirs suspicion in Mary's heart. So we have the heavenly family now spoiled, coming to ruin our human family. That from the very beginning, Adam was given to Eve as husband, Eve was given to Adam as wife, and the two of them are going to form a family. And we heard at the end of our first reading that Mary is the mother of all the living, that you and I inherit her genes somewhere along the way, which makes us, weirdly, like brothers and sisters, distant cousins, distant enough to get married, hopefully. And in this human family, like, we bring all of us with us, our sinfulness, our concupiscence, our fallen nature, and yet God desires so much that we would enjoy communion with him, that he becomes man. And he does so through one woman, Mary, whom he's prepared from the moment of her conception to become the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God Most High. And we hear it in today's gospel, that he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And Mary asks, how can this be? He says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Now he's Son of God, and he's also Son of Man, that he's born of Adam and Eve's inheritance, that he's received what they handed down. And it's in this beautiful dynamic that the heavenly family becomes part of our human family, which is the holy family, the image of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that we have here, that this is communion, that there's perfect love shared between these three, that they're a model of family life, they're a model of the communion that we should enjoy, that Mary looks at her son not just with devotion, the fondness of a mother for her son, but that she looks at him, as we say in the Gloria, we praise you, we bless you, we adore you. That's what's in the heart of Mary for Jesus. And then God wants us to participate in that love. And so he gives us the communion of saints, which if you've been baptized, you belong to this communion of saints. That the communion of saints isn't just in heaven. At the moment of your baptism, God's life begins to dwell in you, which is why we can even go to heaven. Not because of my own merits or what I've done, that I'm a good person. We go to heaven because God's life is in us. That you and I share in his communion, not in some like abstract way. You actually are in communion with the living God. That grace is poured into your heart at baptism, that sin is driven away, and that we get to renew that communion quite literally every time we take him, receive him in the Eucharist. That the sacraments are our connection to God's power, God's strength, and how he's drawing all of mankind into the communion that you and I were made for. Anything else brings evil. Anything else brings ruin and destruction. God came that we might have life and we might have love. Any way we're not in communion, any way we do not submit to him, always brings death and separation. I want to read for you from Ephesians 3. Here's your homework. I don't give homework. Father Dan gives homework. He's the worst. But you need to read Ephesians 3, 4, and 5. It's a key to unlocking so much. That if we do not submit to the Lord, if we don't place ourselves under the same mission of the Lord, that's what that word means, we bring havoc into our own lives. And so Paul's word for us tonight in Ephesians 3, he says, "This is why I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. This is why I kneel, I bow, I submit before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. And I pray that he will bestow on you gifts in keeping with the riches of his glory. May he strengthen you inwardly through the working of his Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, and may charity be the root and foundation of your life. Thus you will be able to grasp fully, with all the holy ones, the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love, and experience this love which surpasses all knowledge, so that you may attain to the fullness of God himself. To him, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen." This is the reason that we bow before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives his name. So as a Christian, it is the most powerful thing that we get to call upon God as Father, and we dare to say it. The priest says that, and we dare to say, because it's so outlandish, that we belong to his family. But he calls you daughter, and he calls you son. It doesn't matter how far away you run, you will never not be the son or daughter of your mother and father. No matter how far we run from God our Father, we will never not be his son or daughter. He has claimed us. But tonight we look to the model of all disciples, that Mary fully submitted her life, placed her life under the mission, ultimately of God the Father and her Son, Jesus Christ. To him be glory and praise forever and ever. And I'm just so astounded by her faith, the Blessed Mother's faith, to open her hands and to entrust herself. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word."